From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting no deal yet on Iran. Several diplomatic delegations are anticipating an announcement mid-morning Vienna time concerning the Iran nuclear talks. A deadline on the latest round of negotiations expired, but meetings among the P5+1 countries and Iran continued overnight Monday. Negotiators are hoping to finalize an agreement that will limit Iran's nuclear program and end economic sanctions against that country. Stock markets around the world rose Monday after Greece and its European neighbors agreed on a debt bailout plan for Greece. Finance leaders applauded the preliminary agreement that will bring new austerity measures to Greece. Eurogroup President Jeroen Dijsselbloem says the new agreement goes beyond previous discussions.
Now we are talking about designing a completely new program for 3 years. It will involve a lot more in terms of substance and commitments and financing needs, and it will take time to negotiate that.
Jeroen Dijsselbloem. Iraq announced Monday the start of an offensive to recapture its western Anbar province from Islamic State militants. Those militants control large areas, including the cities of Ramadi and Fallujah. The televised statement said the operation included Iraqi troops as well as Shiite and Sunni fighters. Iraq's government has made Anbar a priority since the Islamic State seized Ramadi during a May offensive. Tanzanian police say 7 people were killed and a number wounded when gunmen attacked a police station in Dar es Salaam. Media reports say the attack happened Sunday near Tanzania's main airport. A police spokesman said the gunmen fled with firearms and ammunition. This is VOA News. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has replaced his entire military top brass to boost the fight against Boko Haram militants. Mr. Buhari replaced the heads of Nigeria's Army, Navy, and Air Force, along with his Chief of Defense Intelligence and National Security Advisor on Monday. In the latest violence, Boko Haram militants detonated bombs late Sunday in the Cameroonian border town of Fotokol, killing at least 11 people. A network of Kurdish organizations that includes the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party is announcing an end to the 3-year-long ceasefire with the Turkish government. The Kurdish Communities Union declared an end to the ceasefire and warned it would target all the dams in Turkey's southeast. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker joined the crowded field seeking the Republican Party's 2016 presidential nomination on Monday. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton laid out an ambitious economic plan. Jim Malone takes a look.
Unfortunately, we have a government in Washington that just can't quite seem to get the job done. You know, Washington, or as I call it, 68 square miles surrounded by reality. Well, the good news is it's not too late. We can turn things around.
Well, obviously, that was not Jim Malone. That, in fact, was Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker speaking after announcing that he is running for president. Now let's go to Jim Malone for a look at Hillary Clinton's economic plan.
In a speech Monday in New York, Hillary Clinton said as president, she would be committed to economic growth and fairness.
We must raise incomes for hardworking Americans so they can afford a middle-class life.
Clinton said she supports raising the minimum wage, will encourage companies to offer profit sharing with employees, and favors tax benefits that would help workers. Jim Malone, Washington.
The commander of U.S. Army forces in Europe says the United States is planning to train Ukrainian army soldiers. Carla Babb has more.
Lieutenant General Ben Hodges told reporters at the Pentagon Monday that the approximately 300 U.S. troops in Ukraine could start training Ukraine's frontline combat forces later this year.
What I would call phase two, which would begin in late November, if approved. Then we would begin to train Ministry of Defense Army units. But a final decision has not been made on that yet.
Hodges says the new training, if approved, would be basic tactical tasks with emphasis on combat life-saving and how to survive and operate in a very heavily contested electronic warfare environment. Carla Babb, The Pentagon.
I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.